You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And welcome into the Gym Class for a Friday here at KGYM on this April the 24th, 1600 a.m. around Eastern Iowa, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, the Gym OT 107.5 FM, likewise in Cedar Rapids, Marion, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash here from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Mark Dukes from his porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids joining us through the wonderment of Skype here today once again. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Skype is my friend, Scott.
It is. We've only had one little loop. We had one little hiccup with Skype, and that was about a week and a half ago. And other than that, it's performed very, very well for us. And kind of like the NFL draft went off last night. And we'll talk a lot about that on the program today. Your reaction to your favorite team, what they did in the first round. Of course, if they had a pick, sorry, Mark. And to Bears fans out there all over Eastern Iowa. But a lot of interesting things that came down last night on what I thought was a pretty darn effective draft as far as the virtual part of it is concerned. We are presented by Hennings Financial, as always here in the Gym Class program. A big thanks to Hennings Financial. They are your retirement rollover specialists, and they are a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. And you can find out more. All you need to do is go to kgymradio.com and click on a tab talking about Hennings Financial and read more about them. And thank you very much to everybody at Hennings Financial for their help. 319-366-1600. That is the KGYM text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. As we'll talk a lot about the draft here today. We start things off, though, with a little bit of news about the fight against the coronavirus and COVID-19. If you missed it a little bit earlier on today, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds with a couple of, I guess, pieces of good news for us here, Mark. Number one, Region 6 is now not a 10. The region that Cedar Rapids is located in, that's poor grammar, I know, is now been reduced to a 9. Still not great, but on, I guess, the downward slide of things. And also, the governor talked today about the reopening of the state of Iowa, and it will start off next week with elective surgeries taking place in hospitals. And the first group interaction, I guess, will be at farmers markets around the state of Iowa. And there are many farmers markets in many towns and many cities and many burgs around this state, some big, some small. That's going to freak a lot of people out, I know. And if you are so inclined to go to those, I guess my best advice is if you're going and when they do happen, take your precautions, stay 6 feet away from one another, wear your mask. And from what I read, that officers will not be handing out tickets or anything, but they will be giving out verbal warnings if you are too close to one another. There's a whole list of things that the governor talked about today as far as what farmers markets can do to be open. But I'm taking this as a piece of good news today, Mark.
Yeah, the latter information is a bit odd to me. Farmers markets typically are pretty crowded event, but we'll see what happens. I mean, you can open farmers markets. Why can't you open a golf course?
Well, they're open to a certain extent.
Yeah, but I'm not the governor. I've tried very hard not to criticize the governor or any authorities on decisions they make because I'm not sure I can make the proper ones. So I've been very hesitant about criticizing what happens out there and just basically reacting to it. And hopefully it's a situation that, you know, turns out very well. But I thought it was a bit ironic that she made these announcements and she's going to make more on the heels of, you know, maybe one of the biggest days in terms of reported infections and deaths in Iowa. And I know a lot of that has to do with testing and whatnot. So they know the situation a lot better than I do, I guess.
Me too. So I'm with you. I am definitely, I'm just going with the flow here as far as our officials are concerned. 9 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to have our topic for this Friday coming up toward the bottom of the hour. And our topic, of course, is for this Friday, your brushes with greatness. With all apologies to the former late night talk show host, David Letterman, who had brush with greatness as one of his subjects and topics on that terrific show that he hosted. But we're going to have your brush with greatness. We already have a few of them coming in and more coming in. We'll do that toward the bottom of the hour. But we have sports to talk about, Mark. Wasn't it fun to just take in, even though it was not a game, if you will, but it was an event last night, and the NFL, I thought, kudos to them and Roger Goodell, the IT people, everybody behind the scenes. Everybody was waiting for a train wreck, but it really did not occur last night, and all we have are picks to talk about, which is a good thing as far as the first round is concerned.
No, as you know, we talked about it. The NFL had a dry run maybe a week prior to what aired last night and discovered some glitches and apparently worked them all out, because I thought it was a flawless or nearly flawless a production, and the ratings were through the roof. It was a record television ratings for the draft, breaking the record from 2014, averaged 15.5 million viewers overall across the platforms, ESPN, NFL Network, ABC, and Deportes. So, all in all, it was, you know, I thought I had a lot of fun last night, even though my only criticism, not only at this draft, but others, it's too damn long.
Yeah.
I mean, four hours for 32 picks. It's just too long. We've seen highlights of all these kids pretty much. We've seen the analysis for weeks ad nauseum. I think it could be cut down some, but at this point it was good to sink your teeth into something that was some semblance of reality.
It was. Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. The text line available, 319-366-1600. And of course, Tristan Wirfs. Yes, he did not go in the top 10, but boy, he got probably the most publicity outside of Joe Burrow of anybody in the first round due to the fact that Tampa Bay traded up one spot to pick him. And, oh, by the way, he's going to be protecting one of the flanks of perhaps the greatest quarterback of all time in 43-year-old Tom Brady as he lines up in Tampa, which I think is a great thing for Tristan, who just got done talking with the media a little bit ago. Todd is working on audio for that as we speak, and he will have audio from Tristan Wirfs coming up in just a little bit. And as Tristan met with local media here today, and Tristan, he was the talk of the town last night. He was the talk of the nation last night for a good portion of the first round of the draft.
Yeah, and he's going to be slotted at the right tackle position with Tampa Bay, and Bruce Arians is on record as saying that they're not going to rush Wirfs into the starting lineup, let him grow at his own pace. But he comes from a program, Arians said, that very much mimics what the NFL does, and he's been well-coached and maybe better suited in this time where you're not going to have OTAs and maybe limited practices. Wirfs may be better equipped to come in and be more ready than some others. And I would just say, you know, he was forecasted to be as high as the number 4 overall pick, as low as 14 or 15. No shame in my mind being the number 13 overall pick. He's going to get a signing bonus of a little more than $9 million. and his contract will be in the neighborhood of $16 million. And he has a chance to slip into the starting lineup fairly quickly. And as you mentioned, be in the same huddle with Tom Brady. And I thought it was interesting that Worf said, you know, Worf was born in 1999. And Brady's first year in the NFL was 2000.
Yeah. That's a little.
Put that in perspective.
A little alarming right there. 69-36 on the text line. Although I would have thought Tristan would have gone in the top 10 in the end, it may have been the best fit and have a chance at a Super Bowl his first year. Definitely Tampa Bay is going to be one of the sexy picks to win the NFC. I don't think there's any doubt about that with Gronk coming out of retirement with Tom Brady, even though he is on the north end of 40 years old. Tampa still has a very, very explosive team as far as skilled people are concerned. Tristan's going to come into a situation, though, that's going to be a lot of eyeballs on him, not only because Tom Brady is now the quarterback in Tampa Bay, but also you've got a line in Tampa that I believe was 13th as far as sacks given up in the National Football League last year. I believe they gave up something just shy of 50 sacks. One of the tackles from last year is gone, plugged in at left tackle, it sounds like, an unrestricted free agent signing out of Indianapolis. Tristan looks like he's going to be the right tackle. Yes, there's a lot of upside to Tristan Wirfs stepping in Tampa. I guess if there is one little negative about this, and I'm not even sure it's a negative, but he's also going to have a lot of eyeballs on him because if Tom Brady goes down a lot, a lot of people are going to be looking at that offensive line, which as a whole has got to get better, and I think will now that Tristan Wirfs is parked in there, looks like, at right tackle.
I think that's a good point in terms of the spotlight being on Tristan Wirfs and actually that whole offensive line. Tampa's got great skill talent. Brady is not going to be without weapons, that's for sure. But it's a matter of keeping that number 12 jersey clean. And if you're getting sacked three or four times a game last year, what's Brady going to go through this year? Perhaps Tampa will strengthen itself in the next couple of days of the draft, maybe make an off-season acquisition. But I think that's got to be the focus for Tampa right now.
319-366-1600, 6429. Congratulations to Tristan. And with that bonus, his mom can retire from her job and relax. And great to see all that played out last night. Let's go to John at Columbus Junction, whose 49ers were a very busy group last night. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great, because we got to talk
doing
a little
good.
Sports.
I know, right? First thing I want to say is congrats to Tristan. I mean, I think the Bucs got the guy they wanted, a guy that could come in there, like you guys have been saying, stick him in, keep Tom upright, life is good. I wish my draft would have went a little bit better, but I'm not going to turn my nose up at Kinlaw. But once Ruggs was gone, I knew the Niners was going to go defense and then pick up a receiver, and I knew the top three were going to be gone. But, yeah, the NFC is going to be quite interesting next year, guys, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'll bet your bottom dollar I'm going to have money on Tampa Bay and San Francisco.
There you go.
Thanks for the
– Hey, I was going to ask you, John, if you liked Ayuk, the wide receiver out of Arizona State.
You know, ask me in a couple years.
Okay.
I think he'd be a good compliment if they used him like Emmanuel Sanders. I don't think he's like a true number one. Maybe they want Debo to be that. I don't know. But I'm excited. They're putting pieces around Jimmy G, and they keep stockpiling these defensive players like there's no tomorrow. And you got to like that mentality on some level.
You do. You do. Defense certainly wins championships for the most part. John, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, John at Columbus Junction weighing in. You can weigh in as well at 319-366-1600. 49ers did some wheeling and dealing last night. I really thought, Mark, there'd be more trades than there were last night, but not as many as the previous year, as far as the first round anyway.
Yeah, there were a handful of them, including the Green Bay Packers making a move, and Cyclone Tim on the text line weighing in about that. Being a Vikings fan, I really liked the Packers first night. Outstanding.
Well,
we know the Packers moved up for the Utah State quarterback, Jordan Love, who was regarded as maybe a third round guy, maybe. Rodgers coming off a terrific year. The Packers 13-3, not that far away from the Super Bowl, and needed some help at, maybe wide receiver, tight end, offensive line. And they go to a guy that, Rodgers, in my mind, is good for another 3 or 4 years if he wants to be. Maybe with the Packers taking Love, maybe Rodgers pulls a Brady. And, I'm out of here. I want to go somewhere else and see if I can get this done. I don't know that to be fact. It's a possibility, I suppose. But that was one pick that raised a lot of eyebrows. And, listen, Love might be the next coming of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Packers are banking.
But I don't think so. He was honorable mention in the Mountain West Conference. I know that doesn't mean everything in terms of potential NFL talent, but you'd think a first rounder is a little bit more than honorable mention in the Mountain West,
Packers are, and I think you hit it on the head, Mark. The Packers are trying to pull a Mahomes 2.0 right here, and it might work out absolutely fantastic. It might blow up in their face, and I'm saying that with the same mentality that it could have blown up in the Chiefs' face. The Chiefs hit the jackpot so far with Patrick Mahomes. They've got a guy that they drafted in Jordan Love, who is no question about his arm strength, no question about his athleticism. Same thing that you could say about Patrick Mahomes. The questions come from his thinking on the field. And exactly how is that going to play out in the National Football League? They got themselves a gunslinger. There's no doubt. Now, when is he going to be able to get in there and play for the Packers? And that's what a lot of people, I think, are up in the air with. Not only because he might not play for 2 or 3 years like you talked about, but how is he going to play once he gets in there? It was a risk. There is no doubt by Green Bay. And we're going to have to, like John mentioned, we're going to have to sit tight for a couple years and see how it plays out.
Well, this is like buying a 5-year futures commodity. You might buy low or it might buy high. You never know what it's going to be like in 5 years. It may pay off tremendously for the Packers. It may blow up in their face. I don't know. But, I was thinking to myself, what's a worse pick? Jordan Love this year or Mitch Trubisky a couple of years ago with the Bears?
At two.
remains to be seen. But I just thought the Packers' window with Aaron Rodgers is kind of small, 2, 3, 4 years maybe. And being so close last year, I just thought the Packers might go in a different way.
Ian Rappaport tweeting 11 minutes ago, Mark. This is I'm going to read the tweet by Rappaport word for word. Quote, sources close to Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers say he is beside himself about the team's decision to draft a quarterback in the first round. Aaron feels betrayed. He was told by management they would get him some weapons to throw to. Trouble brewing in Packerland. That from Ian Rappaport.
Well, it's so true. Denzel Mims from Baylor was out there.
Yes, he was.
He slipped out of the first round. T. Higgins from Clemson, among others. The Pittman kid from USC was still out there. Even the tight end from Notre Dame, who I think is a hell of a player. Hopefully he goes to Chicago tonight. But, he was there as well. And the Packers could use tight end. So I can't say I'm surprised in the least about Rodgers' comments.
319-366-1600. A couple more texts coming in on the KGYM text line. Matt, I think the Vikings won. Got two needs, and one of those was a great receiver. They also picked up some extra picks for Minnesota. The Vikings getting corner Jeff Gladney out of TCU with one of their picks, and also coming up with Justin Jefferson, one of the terrific receivers at LSU produced this year. The SEC setting a record last night, by the way, with the number of number one picks that they had. Matt in Cedar Rapids, just remember, Mahomes once lost to Iowa State 66-10.
that's truth, Matt. That's truth. The thing I look at now, Scott, as we go into the second and third round picks tonight, there are so many good players. We haven't seen a running back taken yet. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, one, Mark, at 11:15 last night, Mark.
I'm sorry, and he was a good one. He's a good pick for your Chiefs. But you got Dobbins and the Taylor out there, among others, and you got plenty of wide receivers left. You have A.J. Epinesa, Etur Gross-Matos, the defensive end from Penn State. A lot of really, really good players who have fallen to the second or third round. There's a lot of value out there, I think. And I should say, my prediction is Epinesa is going to go to New England with the fifth pick tonight.
In the second round.
New England traded with the Chargers, traded out of the first round. And I think New England is hoping Epinesa is there and will take him. It won't be the first time I'm wrong if that's the case, but that's just a feeling I have.
ESPN's Adam Schefter just tweeting out your sentiments, Mark. One personnel director calls this, quote, the deepest second round in the last 25 years, unquote. Mm. He believes there are 20 players available tonight that could have been first-round picks. There usually are 7 to 10. There will be as many starters in this round that there are from the first round. That from Adam Schefter.
I hadn't seen that, but it's nice just to be in agreement with Adam Schefter. He's a pretty knowledgeable guy. But, you know, you had guys last night. You had a handful were considered second-round picks, a handful that were considered third-round picks, including Love, including your guy, the running back from LSU, who I think was a great pickup. For the Kansas, how many weapons do you need?
apparently one.
How many
more
weapons do you need?
Apparently one more. I was kind of looking at linebacker. I was yelling corner after the Raiders and the Chargers and the Broncos went wide receivers in the AFC West. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 319-366-1600. We're going to have our topic of the day. We'll do that here in just a little bit. We're talking about round one of the draft from last night. Your comments welcome at 319-366-1600. And rounds two and three coming your way tonight. That will get underway at 6 o'clock this evening. Once again, on all of our frequencies at KGYM, as soon as Todd ends things at 6 o'clock, we'll send it to ESPN and we will have round number two, and it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out. Who goes first? We had our wide receivers run at about the midpoint. You had Tua going to Miami, followed by Justin Herbert going to the Los Angeles Chargers. No big surprises right there. I was surprised by Detroit holding on to their number three pick. I thought they were going to get rid of that. And other than the Packers' pick of Love, I didn't think there was a ton of surprises. A couple guys that moved up maybe a little bit as far as their draft stock is concerned, but when a team falls in love with you, a team falls in love with you, and they're gonna pull the trigger on things.
Yeah, and there was the early run of offensive tackles as well, and as we mentioned, Tristan Wirfs was the fourth tackle taken, but number 13 overall. So this is going to be fascinating tonight, I think, to see what happens. And you know what? All of a sudden, the New England Patriots have 13 draft picks left.
Yes. That sound familiar? Everyone?
It does.
Belichick, this is where he shines in the front office as far as New England is concerned. And I am far from a New England Patriot fan, but I respect the heck out of the Patriots as far as what they do, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's their forte. There's no question about it. And, you know, stockpiling picks is, you know, an art. I really think it's an art in terms of how you use them and, you know, maybe deal a few more to get this player or that player. And it's really, well, it's an inexact science. I think it's an art as well.
Yeah. Top available going into the second round here before we get to a break at 3:29. You got Josh Jones, another offensive lineman from the University of Houston. You mentioned Gross Matos from Penn State. You got a couple of safeties. Now, I know safeties aren't a real sexy pick in the first round. That's probably why Xavier McKinney of Alabama did not go in that first round, but he's available. Trayvon Diggs is available from Alabama. T. Higgins, the wide receiver out of Clemson, is going to be taken very early. The Zach Bond from Wisconsin, the linebacker, will probably hear his name early tonight. Jonathan Taylor will probably hear his name. And A.J. Epenesa, that could be a real – you're thinking number five choice by New England tonight. I think that's the one that's going to float. He's either going to go where you say, or I think he might drop a little bit. We'll see.
Well, I was wrong about Tristan Wirfs. At the end of yesterday's show, I said I thought he'd be a top 10 pick. He wasn't. He was close. I'm just it's a hunch here because a lot of the draft boards that I saw had New England associated with Epenesa. And in moving out of the first round, my thought is that the Patriots think he'll still be there with the 37th overall pick, the number five selection tonight. If I'm wrong, I'll remember it on Monday and let you know.
Yeah, indeed. 38:05, Nate Stanley to New England? Weirder things have happened. I'll say that. It's not going to happen tonight, I don't think. I don't expect Nate Stanley's name to get brought up tonight in the second or third round.
Now, 1900 on the text sign. It's simple. Favre to the Vikings, Rodgers to the Vikings. You know, the Packers did, when they did have Brett Favre, they took Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And that turned out okay. But I'm here to tell you, Jordan Love is not Aaron Rodgers.
But you remember Aaron Rodgers hung around through the quite a few picks until he was brought out of the green room in the day.
Yeah, he was 23rd, 24, something like that, yeah.
Everyone thought he was going to be top 10, and he fell. Yeah, it worked out pretty well for Green Bay, no doubt. 3:31, we're going to take a break, come back, and we will have our Friday topic. We'll have more of your text as well if you want to comment about round one of the NFL draft from last night at 319-366-1600. But we're going to get into our topic as well. Text line is available for that, and that is your brush with greatness in sports out there. Did you get a selfie with somebody in the background? Did you just get a picture taken with them? I don't know. Or you get an autograph. Or did you, whatever your story is, we want to hear it at 319-366-1600. Scott and Mark, along with Buttons here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come. We are presented by Hennings Financial on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Being isolated from those you care about can be hard. Now, more than ever, you may want support. Turn to Your Life Iowa. We can help you through any challenge you may be facing with mental health, suicidal thoughts, alcohol, drugs, gambling, or more. With Your Life Iowa, you're never alone. Call, text, or chat with us online 24/7. Start at yourlifeiowa.org, where your everyday life support. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. Like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at Wellmark.com.
Hey guys, get the yard looking great at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim. Scott's four-step fertilizer program is on sale. Step one starts at just $27.99 for 5,000 square feet.
Right, Hal. A gallon of Roundup Weed Killer is just $24.99, and 21-inch 3-in-1 self-propelled Honda mower is just $449.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village, all one word, to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brammelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you on the gym class for this Friday here on KGYM. We want to remind you the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you the community MVP from KGYM. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up with about 60 days out, we encourage you to check in at kgymradio.com. Click on community MVP to get things started. 319-366-1600. One more text right now as far as the NFL is concerned. 1960 says, Epinesa will go to Detroit with the third pick in the second round tonight. As a Lions fan, I am pulling for this. It makes a lot of sense. He would beat out the Patriots if that is the case.
Would be the case. And hope you get your wish.
All right, 319-366-1600. A lot of folks lining up already for their brush with greatness, our Friday topic on this April the 24th. We got a couple of phone callers lined up, and we'll get to the text line as well coming up in a little bit. Mark, you ask and you get your answer. When we were talking with Rick Brown yesterday, and you can go back and listen to that conversation at kgymradio.com in our podcast, you asked if anybody had a brush with Gerald Ford, and I think we have our answer from Bert from Riverside. Hi, Bert.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
So I was listening, I believe it was Wednesday, when you were talking about the Amana VIP with Rick Brown.
Oh, that was yesterday, but go ahead.
Yep, yesterday? Okay, yeah. So my dad used to drag me to the Amana VIP, and looking back, that was like the coolest thing ever, but at that point in time, there were no phones or nothing like that, but I got to walk right next to Gerald Ford and several autographs because it was pretty neat to go there. Everybody would sign autographs. I got several. I got Miller Barber, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have that, but yeah. Gerald was President Ford, very nice, accommodating guy. So that's my brush with sports greatness.
There you go. You did not get hit by a Gerald Ford drive, though.
No.
Okay.
Boy, did the T-box.
All right. Hey, thanks, Bert. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Bye.
319-366-1600. That was Bert from Riverside talking about the Amana VIP, which was a ton of fun, and yes, Mark, several brushes with greatness from the Amana VIP.
Yeah, no question about it, and Bert's so right, so spot on, that most, if not all, the celebrities, the athletes, the coaches were so accessible, and most if not all, were more than willing to sign. As Bert said, there were no cell phones or iPhones there to take pictures and whatnot, but maybe actual cameras. Some folks got pictures, but yeah, you and I remember a lot of, having covered the VIP for many years. And actually I got to, the day prior, a couple days prior, some of the media got to, to play with some of the players, and I was able to play with folks like Julius Boros and Joanne Carner and Bob Golby, and just great fun there.
Big Mama.
Oh yeah, she was a blast.
Joanne was a blast. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Mike in Marion on the phone lines here today. Mike, good afternoon. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Doing great.
Well, being a Dallas Cowboys fan and being from Keystone, my brush with greatness was, of course, Chad Hennings.
Yep.
He autographed a jersey for me, autographed a bunch of pictures and stuff. And then I had another brush with greatness, the first female athletic trainer of an NCAA school is Susan Hillman, and she happens to be my cousin, so I've met her several, spent a lot of time with her.
Good. Very good. All right.
Yep.
Mike, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mike from Marion checking in with us here today. 319-366-1600. Many texts coming in, Mark.
Yes, indeed. 3358, my brush with greatness. I sat next to Bill Walsh in a flight from San Francisco to Minneapolis prior to 49ers-Vikings game. I got to see the scouting report on Vikings players, and Bill spent most of the flight reading Gods and Generals.
Interesting, which turned into the movie Gettysburg, I believe. Interesting. Interesting. 319-366-1600, 5232. A couple of local brushes with greatness over the last few years at the stadium and the stable. Met Justin Abdelkader, of course, NHL player, former Rough Rider, signed his jersey. And Trevor Hoffman, the terrific relief pitcher, played here in Cedar Rapids, signed his Brewers jersey at Vets Stadium. Thank you very much. 0558 corresponds with one of my brushes with greatness.
I like this a lot.
While attending an IndyCar practice at Iowa Speedway, AJ Foyt tried to run me and a bunch of my friends over in a golf cart. Mean old man. Now I'm going, no, you might have gotten AJ can be a little bit, cantankerous. Let's just say that. Look at some of the YouTube videos of AJ. AJ deep down is pretty much a sweetheart when it comes to it. And one of my brushes with greatness, along with several of my friends, sharing a meal at the same Denny's after the Gateway race 3 years ago, I believe, at a Denny's not far from Gateway Speedway. Outside of St. Louis. AJ Foyt walks into Denny's. He wanted some moon over my hammy at about 11:30 at night after a successful evening. That's the rest of the story.
I like it. 1527 on the text line. I work for a delivery service, and I had a stop for Marshall Yonda. When he shook my hand, I felt like I was 2 feet tall. Really, really nice guy.
Sure, Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. 5319, besides serving Mark a few years ago, I just being a lifelong Dolphins fan, recently I got to go to his first game in which he got to meet Mark Super Duper and O.J. McDuffie, as well as seeing Coach Shula, Dan Marino, and Stephen Ross in the elevator. That's a good one right there.
8624, my dad was a car dealer. Cedar Rapids used to have a sports club. Jesse Owens, Johnny Unitas, and Arnold Palmer all came to our house. Also used to be a game between large university and small college. I had a picture in the Gazette with downtown Freddie Brown. And this is one of mine, Scott. That game was, as I remember, 1970. It was at Kennedy High School. The university seniors played the college seniors, and of course that was the year of great Iowa basketball team. I followed every second and minute of every game, and after the game, I'm a lousy teenager, and I tried to get John Johnson's autograph, and not only tried, but got it, and that picture also ended up in the Gazette. Where the autograph is, I don't know. But in my youth, that was one of my favorite brushes with greatness.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Rick from Cedar Rapids. This one also about Gerald Ford?
Yes.
Did you get hit by Gerald Ford Drive?
Almost. If a tree next to my mom and me hadn't knocked it down, it would have nailed us. We had the Secret Service all around us. We had to move out of the way so he could hit his next shot out of the rough.
You would think.
I think it was the 16th hole, if memory serves me correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That was something.
Secret Service was at Finkbine in Mass when.
Oh, they were
when the president was there.
Golf carts. They were riding, and you could tell they were packing guns that were not pea shooters.
No,
not at all. Also, I got autographs of people like Arnold Palmer and Mickey Mantle and some of the other greats of not only golf but other sports that were invited guests to that affair.
All right. Hey, Rick, appreciate it.
And then the other thing I was just thinking about, this would have been the Drake Relays weekend, but
yes,
for the cancellation for the virus. Any rate, in 1972, my dad took me to that. I was a senior in high school, and we had to take refuge in the gymnasium building overlooking the track because of inclement weather. Surprise, surprise. And we ended up in this classroom that had windows looking into the stadium. And in this classroom were Dan Devine, Francie LaRue from UCLA fame, miler. And I'm trying to remember the other. Well, it was a who's who of people in sports that were either guests or participants, contestants in the relay. So that was pretty funny that we just kind of stumbled into this room and got to rub elbows with those people.
All right. Good stuff, Rick. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rick. 319-366-1600. A couple more phone calls. We'll get to the text line as well. Let's go to Tony in Tiffin that's got a brush with greatness that I think Mark will appreciate. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll try to be quick. So I grew up a Bears fan. They used to have their training camp up in Platteville, Wisconsin. My dad took me there every summer. And every summer I would stick around after practice, get all the players' autographs. The one guy I could never get was Coach Ditka. I'm 8 years old at this prior third year being up there, and I see him sneaking away from where all the players were exiting, and he gets in a golf cart and starts heading towards the locker room. And I start chasing him. I will go running after him. Coach, give me your autographs. Slams on the brakes. Gives me this look, like, just leave me alone, but goes, get in. I'm like, what? So I just hop in shotgun with him in the golf cart. He's signing his autograph on the scorecard thing on the steering wheel. And he's heading towards the tunnel. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to take me in to meet other players? What's he doing? Right before we get there, he slams on the brakes. And he goes, now get the out of my golf cart. Throws
That's
the autograph
beautiful.
On the ground
That's
at my feet.
Beautiful.
I go running back to my dad. I'm like, Dad, Coach Dicka said the F word to me. He's like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Great story, Tony. You take a gold star today so far.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
319-366-1600. That's cantankerous.
What's that?
That was cantankerous.
That was beautiful. Let me read a couple on my Facebook page before we get to the text and phone lines. Our friend Rick Blackwell, sitting at the turn of the track of the Drake Relays, watching Herschel Walker absolutely fill the lane as he got closer and closer. And our friend Eugene, years ago, I was at Iowa football practice with a bunch of teachers. Hayden Fry came out, shook our hands, and got to me and put his arm over my shoulder and said, son, you're big enough and ugly enough. Do you have any eligibility left? And finally, Chad, getting 40-pointed on the gridiron by then high school freshman Tim Dwight at Kingston Stadium my senior year at Washington.
There was a big club of that.
Yes, there was.
With folks getting 35-pointed or 50-pointed or whatever the case by him. Speaking of Coach Fry, friend Corey weighing in here, who almost got hit. This is a golf cart. We have a golf cart hitting theme today. Almost got hit by Coach Fry a few years ago. That at Quail Creek Golf Course, came around the corner, slammed on the brakes, and he jumped back, said, "Sorry, partner." And he went on his merry way right there. 319-366-1600. And phone lines are jam-packed here. So let's bring in Mark from Cedar Rapids on this Friday. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
My brush with greatness was Jim Valvano.
Oh.
Years ago, I was flying from Eastern Kentucky University, which we had to go to Louisville. Got on. I sat right next to him.
Very nice.
And we had a tornado warning in Chicago because he told me he was going to Chicago, where I was going, to catch a flight back home. So they took us to Atlanta, and I walked with him all day long. I never bought one drink. I never bought one meal. Finally, we got back on our plane. And, you know, he signed everything for me because people weren't going to believe me.
Yeah.
And he's just the nicest guy I ever met in my life. And every year I watch the V Foundation, you know, and give some money to him.
Absolutely. But absolutely.
He was a great guy.
Well, that's a great story and a day you'll never forget.
A day I'll never forget.
All right. Mark, appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. 319-366-1600. Couple more before we have to take a break. Let's go to Jim. This might be downtown Jim. I don't know.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm off work, so I'm happy.
There you go. What do you got?
Early 1970s, my mom and dad used to work at a bar in the Pinellas Hills, Illinois, called Lakin Park Inn. Mom was a waitress, and my dad was in the band, and four of the Chicago White Sox came in. Ed Herman, Bill Melton, Mike Andrews, and Eddie Fisher. Then they all came over to my house, got to come over for dinner.
Wow.
Mom invited them in for dinner. So that got me a White Sox fan. I had a 1972 autographed team baseball that I played with. So, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
You played with the autographed baseball.
I'm 6 years old. Who's going to tell a six-year-old not to play with a baseball?
I would have done the same thing.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. Got to meet him. I got to see him up in Milwaukee. We had a game in Milwaukee, watch him play, and it was off. It was great.
Yeah. All right. Hey, appreciate the call, Jim.
Have a great day.
All right. 319-366-1600. Real quick, we're getting inundated here. Joe says Kirkwood brought in John Wooden to talk about his pyramid of success to town. Personally signed every program, and everyone had an opportunity to get a photo, talk basketball for a long time. A true gentleman. Heard that many times about the late, great John Wooden.
93-59. Did you see this one? In high school, I worked at Subway in Coralville. Robert Gallery would come in and crush 2-foot-long subs like it was nothing.
Yeah, I can imagine that. 1960, he was at the Hilton in Minneapolis. His wife and him walked down to breakfast when all of a sudden she says, "Hey, aren't those the basketball guys you were raving about?" And looked up, and sure enough, the mailman, Carl Malone, was right there. So there is a good one, a brush with greatness right there. 33.95, besides losing Jesse Owens' autograph, with it in the same shoebox was Johnny Unitas and Bill Freehan. Saw all three at the Seymour Ballroom in Marion. Collins Radio brought them in for an event. They showed up on different dates, maybe employee gratitude event. That's a lot of gratitude to bring that group in.
It is indeed.
Right there.
7148 has a nice suggestion. Maybe we do a segment on just the VIP sometime.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. We're overdue. We need to take a break. We'll come back and have more of your texts and phone calls at 319-366-1600. Brushes with Sports Greatness, and we'll have more for you right after this.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid, but if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Foundation 2. They're great listeners.
Yeah, it's been great.
Just call 319-362-2174. Or if you'd rather text, no problem, go to yourlifeiowa.org and start a conversation. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I'm not a big talker.
We will have one more 60-second break.
Sometimes the only way to solve
the
problem is to get on the horn and figure it out.
Maybe
the only people I like
talking
to, Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
Back on the Gym Class on KGYM for this Friday. Thanks for all the interaction and with our Friday topic. More draft talk coming up with Todd from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. Want to get to as many texts and phone calls as we can get to. So let's go to Victor from Cedar Rapids, who has a brush with greatness. Victor, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I met you at Twin Pines last year at the golf course, and Mark knows me from the stadium lounge. I'm a friend with Rusty and those guys.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got a portrait with me and my three brothers and my dad at home with an old camera with Richard Petty at his house and his museum, which is really cool. And then I got a photo with Joe Gibbs at a NASCAR race, just me and him together. And I also rode the elevator with George Carl downtown when the old CBA basketball thing was around.
Yes.
And I wish I had a camera, but I was at the Drake Relays back in the 80s when I was in high school. And Gale Sayers was standing right beside me. And, of course, back then you didn't have cameras. So I wish I would have had one back then because that would have been a neat picture to have. So that's my four.
So, all right.
Nice hearing from you, Victor.
Call. Yeah, nice talking to you, Mark. Scott, have a good one.
Thanks, Victor. Appreciate it. Let's go to John. Back to John at Columbus Junction.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call yet again.
Long time no hear.
I know, right? I've been out of the loop. Sorry, guys. I'm letting you down. I got two. I'm saving one for the next show. But I grew up with Tiffany Woolsey. We actually went to the Pat Summit basketball camp back in 86 together.
Okay.
And we stayed friends up until, you know, she got drafted, went into professional basketball. But she won two championships with the Comets, so I consider her greatness because she won a state title in high school, national championship, and two rings with the Comets. So that's what I bring to my brush with greatness.
All right, John. You have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Real quick, let's get to as many texts as we can. Zach Johnson and a picture with the claret jug from 3805. 1238 in 1989 was at Murphy's Bleachers after a Cub night game, and Mark Grace came in and sat in the bar with us and had a beer with us. Cyclone Tim, Johnny Orr at the Amana VIP hit a boy right beside us wearing a Hawkeye shirt on our green with a golf ball. He came up to the boy, gave him a sleeve of golf balls for hitting him. Then Johnny noticed he had a Hawkeye shirt on and pretended to take the golf balls back. He had everybody laughing. I like that. And in the late 90s, one of my friends played in a paintball tournament against Iowa Wrestlers, and both Brand's brothers and our friend Mark Ironside were there. So thanks for the interaction. We can't even get to our good stories here, Mark, but that's good.
That's okay. Really appreciate all the interaction with the callers and the texters. It's been great fun.
It has been. Stay tuned. A lot more on the draft from last night and tonight. That with Todd coming up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and then back to the NFL draft rounds 2 and 3 tonight on all of our frequencies. That will be starting at 6 o'clock coming up this evening right here on KGYM's coverage of rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Everybody have a great weekend. Mark, you have a great weekend, and we will talk to everybody on Monday.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Every home.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
The final lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
Oh, this weekend I am so excited. eNASCAR Pro Invitational Racing Series is heading to the virtual Talladega Super Speedway. It's coming up this weekend, and anything can happen, just like normal.